Live from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia, we are poning for a cure with High Res Studios and Global Agenda. It's a special edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show on November 8th, 2008. Bobby Blackwolf Show, you're on the air.
Calling in to chime in about this net.
It's your fault, Doc Wolf. It's you guys who buy these dumb Katamari, that game.
Bobby Blackwolf back at Dragon Con 2005.
I am here at Anime Weekend Atlanta 11. I'm here at the Best Buy in Alpharetta, Georgia, talking about the Xbox 360 launch.
DC Dayton, everybody in chat's all going, we didn't buy into the hype. You did buy into the hype, you just didn't buy the system.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, it's Bobby Blackwolf.
This room is not so little. Don't believe the disembodied voice. Hello, everybody! And welcome here on All Games Radio. It's Saturday. It's not Sunday night. I don't know what's going on, but this is the Bobby Blackwolf Show. It's a special edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show live from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. We are poning for a cure against leukemia and lymphoma, and dare I say we're winning. If leukemia and lymphoma were a big giant robot, I just kicked its ass over in Noobville. My name is Bobby Blackwolf here at this live event. There's a ton of people here, a ton of food, free food. You can get drinks from the buy drinks and stuff, and there's people taking pictures right when my my eyes are closed, so it's going to be great. But I'm not up here alone right now. No, I have a friend of mine, Mike Fahey from Kotaku.
Hi, kids.
It's Mike. So, you know, first off, I've got to ask, you're based here in Georgia.
I am based here in Georgia. There's a fly on the microphone, by the way.
Oh, killed
it. It's gone now.
Okay, it's gone.
It was
good.
Delicious.
Yes. I didn't need to know that.
Oh, no problem.
But, you know, what's it like rolling out of bed and going to a gaming event instead of going to an airport?
It's a beautiful feeling. I mean, here in Atlanta, it's nice. There's a couple things to do, but really, I don't leave my apartment all that much. So it's nice to actually get outside and not have to fly. Flying's the worst part. It's when you finish with going to a gaming event's great. When you're finished and you're looking forward to a 10-hour flight back before you can get back in your bed.
Yeah.
It's a hideous feeling, so it's lovely to just be 5 minutes from home.
Right. Yeah, this is nice. This must be how people in California have it.
Those people in California. Don't talk about them.
We're not going to talk about
jerks.
Them. So the game here that is being promoted is called Global Agenda. It's an action MMO from High Res Studios. You've probably never heard of them because they're in early alpha stage. You have played this game through several iterations. How has it progressed, have you seen, since you started seeing it?
Well, I've actually played it once before at their studio, and it was nice then. They've polished it up. They tightened up the graphics on level 3.
Can you believe they get paid for doing this?
I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. No, but it's progressed nicely. I still suck at it, unfortunately, but I suck at a better game now than I did before.
Right. Yeah, and it's basically an action MMO using the Unreal Engine, I believe.
Yeah, and it feels a lot like Unreal when you play it. I mean, the MMO elements aren't quite there yet.
Right, they're just showing the combat here.
Yeah, it's just straight-up combat. You have a room you go into, and you wait. Then you go into combat missions. The combat's pretty solid right now. I'm really looking forward to see what they do with the rest of it. But
So if you're here on the internet and you're listening to us here on All Games Radio, I want to welcome you. We have a chat room. Chat.allgames.com is how you can get into it. And we're going to be having the producer of Global Agenda here, as well as other people from the game industry here in Georgia. We're going to have a representative of the ECA going to be here, and then also Computer Arena here and CC Gaming, which is a store within a store. This is your first time here at Computer Arena. What do you think of the place?
It's pretty impressive, really. I didn't know this was this close, and I'll be coming here very often. The video game store in the back is excellent.
Yeah, CC Gaming, we're going to be talking to them.
Oh, my gosh.
Xboxes that looks like cars.
Modded Xbox cars. It's beautiful.
It's great. So, you know, and this place is actually pretty affordable, too. You know, if you ever look at the prices and stuff, they've got food. They serve beer here, and it's good beer.
You pay for stuff here?
Because I support the place.
I'll do that too, then.
Yeah. I want to see them stay in business.
Be like Bobby, kids.
Yes. Don't be like Mike. Mikey doesn't like everything.
I'm a good person.
So, you know, this is the first time I've ever actually had you on. You know, what's it like working in the towers over at Kotaku?
Working in the tower.
The Kotaku Towers. I hear about them all the time.
We hear at Kotaku Towers.
The Kotaku Tower is a trans-dimensional space that's all over the world at once. So I can actually touch the people there, but then I can run away if I need to. They're kind of slimy at times. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Bobby said that.
Yeah. Something like that.
That was all Bobby.
Yeah.
No, it's nice. I mean, we do have people all over the world writing. I mean, you guys have people all over, right?
Yeah, we've got producers, content producers all over the world.
It's really weird living in this world. I mean, 10 years ago, I never would have imagined I'd be part of a workforce that's just all over the country. Japan, Australia.
Right.
Colorado, for some freaking reason. You know, Colorado.
Are they slimy in Colorado? Is that what you're insinuating? Or is that what I'm insinuating?
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
Why are you calling him slimy?
I don't know. I've never met the man.
You've seen him walk by,
I've
though.
Seen him walk by. I've actually sat in the table next to Crescente.
Yeah, I have, too. I haven't really talked to him.
Right.
Aside from the initial interview, which wasn't really talking.
Right. It's typing, kind of.
Yeah, we'll say typing.
Didn't need to know that. I'm having trouble actually staying connected to our chat room, but chat.allgames.com is where people can be.
I'm watching it on your laptop.
That's yeah. And nobody's typing right now. Either nobody's typing or I just don't have a really good connection.
Say something, people.
Say something, anybody.
He's
Hi.
Got flop sweat. You got to say something.
I didn't need to know that. So, I mean, but this event is benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is a good cause. We're going to have somebody from there come talk to us. And, you know, it's nice to see video games helping people and not being accused of killing everybody.
No one ever accuses them of killing people. It's the gamers that kill people. The video games are fine.
Yeah. But I heard that Red Alert 3 can help you get out of those Chinese torture devices. Did you see that?
Really?
There's a brilliant marketing campaign, which I know this is for Global Agenda, but there's a brilliant marketing campaign for Red Alert 3, Command & Conquer, which is called Conquer This Life, and it's David Hasselhoff giving infomercials.
You know, I see David Hasselhoff, and all I can think about is how pretty he is. I can't.
And
anything.
He talks about that too.
Really?
It's so tongue in cheek, and everything he talks about. You know, if he, you know, he sometimes sits on his yacht with his beautiful girls, wondering what it's like to play video games. And if he did play video games, he'd play Red Alert 3.
If I could be bothered, I'd play this one.
And every time he mentions his yacht, there's a little honk, and a yacht pops up on the screen for half a second. It's awesome. ConquerThisLife.com. It's amazing.
Yeah, after the big voice acting dance remix they did for Command & Conquer, did you see that?
Uh-uh.
With Sulu saying,
oh, yeah,
all your bass.
Oh, gosh.
No, I was done. I bought the game. I bought like 5 copies of it.
Well, Hasselhoff says you should buy 9.
9?
He says 9.
Well, I might as well buy 9.
Yeah,
then.
You need to buy 4 more just to please the Hoff.
Yeah, the Hoff is God.
And they actually have, like, the chick on there is like, I'm in your base killing your dudes in, like, the Russian accent.
I'm going to need a minute.
ConquerThisLife.com.
I'm just going to step away for, like, 15 seconds. That's all I need.
Bathrooms are over there.
And I'm done.
Okay. He's quick, folks.
It's the internet age.
Yes.
Really. It's rapid information processing.
Exactly. So, you know, talking a little bit about the game. I've got basically what they were showing is the combat. You could pick us four types of players: assault, medic, recon, and robotics. Who are you in the game? What did you pick?
Well, when I first started off the tutorial, I was assault, which was lovely and had miniguns and rockets. And,
yes.
And then when I went into the PvP portion, I was playing recon, which I suck at.
Yeah, recon is your stealth, your sniper, and all.
Oh,
that
if you
stuff.
Pick stealth, you can stealth. If you don't pick stealth and pick fast reflexes, or that means people can shoot you when you're jumping really high.
And it doesn't look as cool when you're shot up hot high.
No.
It might look cool on your screen, but then you're dead and you can't enjoy it.
Yeah, it doesn't help that you're in a big LAN party and the guy next to you is the guy killing you.
Right, and see, that's the thing. They've got a whole bunch of people here that are like experts on the game. You know, and they're like, oh, you're going to go up against the experts of the game. And I'm like, great. Wonderful. Like, they're the guys that are alpha testers that I think go play the game every Thursday and Sunday night to test the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They're going to put the normals against them.
Well, yeah, at one point I was sitting next to this one guy who kept getting the top score in every round. And I found a sniping spot, and it was beautiful. And I got 3 or 4 kills, and then he just walks up behind me in the game and kills me, and he goes, you know I can see you. You're right there. You're not hiding from anyone.
Yeah. It sucks. My Sadness. Chat's going down again. What is with... Hey, at least the stream I don't think's gone down. But I can't stay connected to IRC to save my life. Everybody stop talking again. Let me see if I can open up another window. I don't know. They were just saying, yes, we're listening.
Is there someone named Pandalicious in your chat room?
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful name ever.
She's from Electric Sisterhood. She's from one of our podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Pandalicious is a beautiful name. I'm going to name my first child Pandalicious. And then sell it.
She'll be happy to hear that. So I got another chat window up.
Kotaku does not condone selling babies.
Yet. See, I did it in his voice, so now you can say that it was his.
You did nothing in my voice.
So what do you play? I mean, you've been doing a lot of, you know, game reviews and stuff, but what do you usually play?
You're not going to get me to talk about Second Life.
Well, see, I just did.
Damn it.
Because I rule.
No, lately, I've been... this season's just insane for games. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally go out and to GameStop, like, the past couple weeks, mm-hmm. and I'll walk home with five or six games.
Yeah.
And there's still stuff stacked up, like big name stuff that I haven't even gotten to. Resistance 2, I played for maybe an hour mm-hmm. before going on to Valkyria Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
I got, what's that, Gears of War 2? What's that?
Yeah, what's that's like, Gears of War 2?
I'm like a parent going into Kmart. What's that Gears of War 2 I've been hearing about? Is that an 8-year-old can play that? That's okay? Okay. But mainly I'm gearing up for World of Warcraft.
Oh, are you one of those WoW players?
I've quit like 8 times.
And you just keep going back.
I just keep going back.
Do we need
back.
To get an intervention for you or something?
It's the gnomes. They're so cute. Actually, if you can look up on YouTube. I did a WoW music video like 2.5 years ago with a gnome.
Wonderful.
I'm not going to give you any more information than that. But
yeah. So I am in chat. Pandalicious says, I hope your firstborn is a girl. And people are coming up behind, and I'm glad they did not unplug anything, because it's kind of a hazard back here. I already unplugged half my stuff by walking.
I was electrocuted.
Yeah. This is not a safe area for kids to be playing in. So,
ECA stickers, they just celebrated 2 years in several months.
I know, and they've got a Georgia chapter coming. We're going to be talking with Tobias a little bit later on to talk about the Georgia chapter of the ECA, which they're going to be meeting right here in this room
really?
That's right behind us, starting in January. There's doors.
So we can watch them.
Yes.
Just stare in the windows, licking our lips.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So thanks for coming by. We've got our first person here. And
we're getting rid of you before you talk about more baby selling.
Yeah. Unless it's a girl. Pandalicious says your firstborn better be a girl.
We love you, Pandalicious.
Mike. And Mike Fahey from Kotaku wants Pandalicious.
Yes. What?
Yes.
Okay. Bye, kids.
Thanks so much. So coming up, we're going to have somebody from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society come on up, and we're going to talk a little bit about who they are and their involvement here. And unfortunately, I did not do my due diligence homework, so I don't even know the name of the person. So I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Okay. So my name is Michelle Dugas, and uh-huh. I'm with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the Georgia chapter mm-hmm. of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And I don't...
Yeah, and this is Stuart Chisholm. I'm Vice President of Game Operations for Hi-Rez Studios.
All right. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what the Leukemia Lymphoma Society does, what they're benefiting exactly.
Our mission is to find a cure for blood cancer specifically and to also improve the quality of life for families and their patients, for patients and their families. The other thing is that we have a very, very aggressive goal to find a cure by the year 2015. So the only way that we're able to do that is by raising money. So one of the ways that we raise money is through our Light the Night annual walk, which happened in Atlanta on October 11th. And Hi-Rez here had a team, and part of, you know, this event is actually supporting their Light the Night team to help fund to find a cure for cancer, for blood cancers.
So, and I got to ask about this because, you know, video games get such a bad rap. in the media and stuff because, you know, video games are causing people to kill and murders. And, you know, it's so refreshing to hear about gamers helping others in this sense. You know, what do you think about getting the video game industry to help? And, you know, how has this relationship worked out for both of you?
Yeah, so this is Stu speaking. We, it kind of just the pieces fell into place. We had been working with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for a few years, doing more kind of inside the company activities, working with the Light the Night. And really when we came together to have this event, we really started with how can we make it special and something unique and something that kind of we very much wanted this event to kind of introduce us to the community. And we'll have other events and opportunities later on to introduce ourselves to the world much more broadly. But we wanted to use this as a great chance to say, hey, gaming in Georgia is real, you know, that we would like to build an ecosystem here. And that we want to build a community and be a community company. And we thought this was extending the relationship that we already had was a great way to make this event good and to give, I think it is a feel-good kind of piece for yeah. something that doesn't always get a great rap.
Right. So have you played this game?
I haven't. I have not.
Who would you be? Would you be an assault, a medic, a recon, or robotics?
Maybe a medic.
Because you like helping others.
Sure,
you
know, yes.
Healing others. Exactly. That's a good answer. Very good answer. So, if people... first off, for the people who are here, how can they help Pwn for a Cure? And are we winning?
Well, what I can tell you for sure is that the Hi-Rez team has raised over $14,000 this year alone.
Wow.
So far for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, specifically for the Georgia chapter. What's fantastic, too, about the Georgia teams is that you can be proud to say the Society does absolutely fund research that's happening right here in Atlanta. So you can be really proud to say that you're helping locally support that search for a cure. So, yes. So the gaming community has absolutely been very effective in that regard.
Now, if somebody is not here, how could they help Pwn for a Cure? Is there a website they can go to, or how do they contribute to this?
Yeah, we have a website that's specific to this event, which I should have brought the URL, and I'll get that in a second. We'll give that to everyone. It's a little long. It's on active.com, and then that will where you can make the donations. But really, if you go to LLS.com, www.lls.org, there's all sorts of ways to get them, you know, not just to give money, which, of course, there's a way to do that very easily and simply, but there are all sorts of ways to get involved in the community as well through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So ranging from the Light the Night Walk, which is typically in the fall, but there are also, if you're more of a fit type of person, they have events where you can run marathons and go on triathlons and other sorts of amazing things and some nice venues as well. So,
now, for people who have leukemia or lymphoma, you know, do you guys reach out to them or can they come to you? And is there some kind of support system there?
Absolutely. Either way, we actually we're one of the few societies and charities that are actually still able to offer financial aid for patients and their families. So one of the ways is through the website. If they need to reach out to us, they can reach out in that regard. But we also have like peer groups that will connect current patients with past patients so they can help each other out through that time. So they know what to expect, what's coming, you know, how to handle it, what's the best way to handle it, those sorts of things. So there are absolutely patient services options for current patients as well.
Excellent. Well, you know, is there anything else you want to talk about? Because I'm kind of, you know, I've got chat room open, chat.allgames.com, if anybody has any questions. But, I mean, I think this is a great thing that you guys are doing. And, you know, it's great to see the gaming industry helping people. And I wish more people would see that rather than seeing the, you know, Grand Theft Auto forced me to kill, you know, and you know, the sniper trained on Halo, you know, things like that, because that sucks, because, I mean, I enjoy gaming, and I don't like being ostracized, but I can point to things like this and, you know, things like the Child's Play charity that Penny Arcade does, you know, and things. And, you know, the gamers do care, you know. So, I mean, is there anything else you want to add about the society or anything, or Hi-Rez?
I think as far as the society's concerned, you guys have really covered it. It's mm-hmm. We're very appreciative. We just want to thank everybody for the support that they've offered and the funds that they have raised. So thank you.
Excellent.
Right. I'm just thrilled. We had great attendance today. I think we'll you know, probably take us till tomorrow to tally all that we raised, but I'm pretty confident it'll be a few thousand dollars. And you know, I think it's a good event, and hopefully we'll come back and do it again.
Well, I mean, so Stu, I want you to kind of set the stage for the radio audience. Like, what are people doing in this event? Can you kind of set visually what people are doing here?
We've got a lot going on now. It's kind of chaotic, even if you just arrive. So we have right now we're just wrapping up two seminar sessions. So we've had a series of seminar sessions throughout the course of the day that are taught by the developers of Global Agenda on character creation, our animation pipeline, environmental art. I think we're at least some of the sessions that have been given throughout the course of the day. We've had very good attendance in those. A lot of the local schools in the community have, you know, we're great actually in helping their students come, you know about this event and come here for that. And then inside of the arena itself, we have stations. We have 30 PCs set up to play the game, and we've kind of divvied that up to 10 stations that we call Noobville. So that's kind of where folks can come and get their toe Noobville. Wet, get a login, choose a character, you know, go and kind of get an introduction to the game. And then we have 20 PCs set up where we have people going into 10-on-10 matches. So once you've kind of gotten your feet in the game, you're going and can play that. And then there's just all sorts of other stuff going on. We have a rock band
setup,
section that's pretty good. And the Hi-Fi Buys here next door was kind and gave us some equipment to really make that pretty cool. And we have some stuff out on the deck and a lot going on.
And they had food?
And we have food.
That was my lunch.
It's gone Chick-fil-A. Quickly, but
yeah, Chick-fil-A was here. And, you know, and I was kind of, you know, what surprised me is also you guys had valet parking and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is a big, I'm not used to valet parking up here.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, we wanted to make sure that it was, we expected a good turnout for this, so we wanted parking to be safe and efficient. And so hopefully that's turned out okay.
So Wyland in our chat room over at chat.allgames.com wants to know, are events like this going to be planned anywhere else, like outside of Atlanta maybe or something?
You know, we're still planning our schedule mostly. This is really our last event this calendar year. Mm-hmm. We're still planning our events that we'll do in the first and second quarter. I think outside of Atlanta, you'll definitely start to see us with a much more visible presence in the traditional gaming shows, obviously the GDCs and places along those lines. And then as we get closer and closer to launch, I think you'll see us definitely getting higher visibility, but we haven't set the schedule yet.
Because, I mean, this is definitely a global agenda, so, I mean, it's kind of selfish for me to want to keep it in my area, but, you know. So thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it, and I hope the rest of the event goes well for you guys. Now, you're going to be doing like the pros versus Joes type of thing where you're going to get all the people that learn here against the people who are going to kick their ass.
Well, actually what we did, to be a little more even probably in the setup, what we did is we formed an all-star team of 10 players, which are drawn from – we're going to pick – one or two guys that you know were here and did the best in the session today, and then we're going to draw
that was not me.
From our alpha testing group. We ran a contest through the course of October for the top scorers in our alpha testing group. If they were able to get here, those that were able to get here were get to participate, and they're going to play 10 Hi-Rez employees, which they're very much looking forward to. They've been in the game a while. They've been training up, and now they want to take on the guys who made it.
So are you going to handicap any of them and make them be that big, huge robot that stomped on me five times?
You know, I think if the developers get behind, they probably have a few tricks up their bag where they can, you know, spawn a giant bot or something and make it win. But we'll be fair.
You're not going to share the IDDQD cheat code with any of the teams, no?
So,
all right.
Now, I actually think they, you know, these guys that are on our all-star team here from our alpha testing group, they've gotten pretty good. I think our developers need to be careful today and not come in too overconfident. I think it's going to be pretty close.
Excellent. Well, we're poning for a cure. Thank you very much for coming here. And people, if you're at home and you want to help pone for a cure, you still can even if you're not here. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All Games Radio, online at allgames.com. This is Bobby Blackwolf, very special edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we're here at the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. And this is more kind of, you know, kind of like the PAX coverage, except not as organized, because I'm lame like that. And I do have a little small studio audience, so hopefully... we're going to have somebody from the Global Agenda Dev team, or Tobias is going to come and sit in for a second, or we have the Global Agenda producer here. Excellent. So, once again, I didn't write down your name, even though I should know it by now.
Hi, Bobby. This is Todd Harris. I'm executive producer of Global Agenda.
Executive producer.
High-res studios,
COO. High-res studios. So tell us, you know, we've kind of jumped in, you know, we started talking about, you know, just talking about the game, but we didn't step back and we didn't say what is Global Agenda. Can you do that for us?
Oh, sure. Global Agenda, we're basically trying to combine a couple passions of our dev team. One is compelling action gameplay and really just a fun multiplayer combat experience. And the second is the persistence of both characters and groups that you find in traditional MMOs. So Global Agenda combines those two aspects. We think players here today at Computer Arena and soon in our alpha and beta testing are going to have, you know, more fun per minute, if you will, just because the combat's really, really fun and a good team experience, but also be able to advance their characters over time and advance their group and have meaning to the combat. So basically you take your favorite shooter, but you add matches that really matter.
So obviously the comparisons we're going to make obviously are to PlanetSide.
Sure.
Because that's kind of the shooter MMO that most people have done. Well, what are you guys doing differently than PlanetSide?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And we definitely, we are in closed alpha now, and we're drawing a lot of folks that are former PlanetSide players and clans, etc. And we found really good reception from that group. And we understand why they're attracted, because there's not that many offerings that are in the MMO FPS space. So a few differences, I'd categorize them as two. One is the combat itself, and the second is the metagame that's over the combat. So in terms of the combat itself, We borrow a lot from modern shooters. PlanetSide was a revolutionary game in its day, but there have been some innovations just as far as shooters that we've certainly drawn from. Two, our class play is a lot more differentiated, I believe. We look to inspiration from games like Team Fortress 2 and others that do fast multiplayer gameplay, but really deliver distinct classes. It's not that everyone has a gun and their class attribute is secondary. What they do as their class is really quite different. Three, the battles are certainly more intimate than PlanetSide. It is an action third-person camera, and so there are design trade-offs that we made across the board around difference between open-world combat versus smaller, instanced, intimate strike force combat. We think that is yielding, you know, great combat, more balanced conflicts for folks, so it doesn't turn into a Zerg fest just based on how many people from a single clan happen to log on at one time. So all those things, another one would be jetpacks, which figure very prominently in our game. There's inspiration there, obviously, from games like Tribes with jetpacks and the third-person action point of view that they did very well, and that can be hard to do, but we think our team's done a good job at nailing that and really making it very responsive action. And with a jetpack, that gives you that whole other dimension to combat, really, for every class. So that all has to do with just the combat, and I can talk a lot about it, but, you know, the people here are fortunately getting to be hands-on with it and really experience it, and you can get a flavor of it from the gameplay, but a lot of it is just playing the game and seeing how responsive it is. The second whole big category is the metagame on top of that, and we're not revealing a lot of details about that at this point, but at the highest level, we have built-in support for what we term agencies, of, you know, a persistent group of player agents. And those agencies are actually intended to be player-driven. So rather than top-down factions, you know, Horde, Alliance, etc., there are not top-down factions. It is intended to be a bottoms-up, player-driven. I group with my friends. I form an agency of around 100 players and actually form dynamic alliances with other players. So that yields a lot of really interesting both politics, diplomacy, alliances, as these agencies compete to really, you know, dominate a region of the world. So without getting too much details, that's a big differentiator for us as well.
So one of the things, this is a question I love to ask MMO developers, okay? And this is actually stems from another MMO that's in a different genre. But when Warhammer Online, they were announcing that, and they were talking about it at a press event, the guy was up there and says, you know, we've heard a lot where, you know, about this game called WoW. You know, and you know, why? What are you going to be like, WoW, and all that stuff, which is obviously World of Warcraft, the 800-pound gorilla. And he made a great analogy. He said that World of Warcraft is like the Beatles. And if you try to remake the Beatles, you get the Monkees. Warhammer Online is Led Zeppelin. So I have to ask you, what band is Global Agenda?
Oh, wow. That's a stumper. I'm going to have to think on that. While I do, I will say that, you know, we certainly are not trying to remake WoW. I think even the limited information we've released to date would show that it's a very different game. Yeah. The gameplay is very different. Obviously, the setting is very different. It's much more of a sci-fi future sort of event. Now, I'm going to have to think. Before the end of the interview, I will try to get back with you on what band we are. I'm still actually trying to see how Warhammer is Led Zeppelin. But
that's what they claimed. That's what he claimed. It was like a community event before it came out.
Hey, Scott, if Global Agenda was a band, what band would we be?
I couldn't hear him.
He said he's horrible with music, but he's a great designer.
All right. So, here's what I want you to do. You know, I went over to Noobtown because that's me. I am Noobtown resident.
I saw you at Noobtown. You looked at home there.
Yes, I did. I mean, that big giant robot stomped on me a couple times. It was great. Good times. So here's what I want you to do. For the people that aren't here, you know, since you are unveiling this to the public, kind of walk people through that first training mission so you can kind of tell them what they're going to be doing, at least in that PvE instance.
Okay, sure. And again, you know, the folks here are experiencing just a slice of a game that really is still in closed alpha. So this may be a bit unusual, but we've partnered with a lot of, you know, the Georgia-based gaming community, such as you, Bobby, and others here. And we're really have built our alpha group to be made up mainly of Georgia folks. So we're giving them an earlier view into the game than most people would typically have.
Right.
So what we have set up is, as Bobby mentioned, Noobville, which is basically an opportunity for players to create their character, which is pretty standard for MMO players, and you're customizing, you're choosing male, you're female, you're choosing one of up to four classes, and our four classes are quite broad. There's a lot of diversity in between each one of them, but each one of them has a very distinct play style. And then they're going through basically a tutorial mission, which is teaching them the standard key set. And for us, there's a WASD mouse movement, familiar to action gamers, and then there's the concept of an action bar to which you are dragging powers to. And maybe this is similar to Guild Wars in that I'm choosing from a large inventory of powers and dragging them to my action bar, but this is not fast turn-based gameplay. It is very responsive, you know, instant
death kind of
action
instantly.
Combat. Exactly.
Trust me.
So
personal experience.
Exactly. Then players are, after they kind of figure out how to walk, how to move, how to grapple on surfaces, they get to do a practice mission, and they have a couple bots with them, or they can actually group with other noob players. And they're getting to play a sample of our player versus player mission, only with bots on the other team. And this was you know, pretty important to myself when I first was playing action shooter games, whether it's Battlefield or others. I certainly enjoyed the ability to play against bots in a comfortable environment and humiliate myself, you know, in the comfort of my own home, not in front of other people.
Right.
And we think there's a lot of shooter fans that will immediately be able to come in and basically own at the game, but there's a lot of other folks that will enjoy the MMO aspects of it and won't be familiar with the shooter dynamics, and they'll have a comfortable environment basically to get up to speed and do that. So the practice mission that you most likely played after the tutorial that folks here are playing is an opportunity to go with nine other either bots or players, capture a point by removing the other team, then actually do what's similar to an escort the prop mission. They're pushing an objective from point A to B, and then they get to fight a big, impressive robot at the end, because who doesn't like big, impressive robots?
I didn't like him.
Oh, well, you're... Yeah.
I didn't like his boot.
When he stepped on you and
you
flew, and there was a ragdolling.
That was not cool.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah.
Well, maybe I want to be that robot.
Yeah. Well,
I want to make Mike Fahey fly around like that.
Exactly. Well, we hope that new players will see that robot and aspire to one day have that robot, perhaps protecting their own agency. So there's, a lot at the campaign agency versus agency level that players just get a little taste of today in the event.
I would name him Carl, and he would be outside my agency.
And what would you feed him?
Mike Fahey.
And if that robot was a band, what band would it be?
Jethro Tull. How about that?
All right, very nice.
So, I can't get you to spill any beans about anything else other than the comment, but basically, so I didn't get to play the PvP portion just for time constraints.
You need to jump into PvP.
I'd love
your
to.
Your listeners
sometime.
Would love to hear your impressions of PvP.
Yeah, how many times did I die? My listeners would love to kill me in PvP, so that's the thing. But, you know, what's the PvP map? Is it the same map that I played on the beginning?
No, actually, there's a rotation of, I think, probably about eight different maps that are up there that have a variety of objective styles, and they're in a variety of different locations. So they're completely different. Some of them, the majority of them are attack, defend, capture, hold maps. There are some where you're escorting an objective from A to B. We actually have a variety of capture the flag, but you're actually capturing a mech or a robot and escorting it along a path. That is really interesting gameplay. A variety of PvP. All of the matches that people are playing today are match made 10 versus 10, and we actually have a pretty sophisticated system in the back that matches based on skill level, classes, and really just tries to ensure a fun game. And again, that's not for the agency versus agency gameplay. It's just for, I want to jump in, I've got a half an hour to kill, I want to earn some experience, some credit, I want to advance my character, and we offer both of those categories. PvP that just lets me advance, and PvP that really matters as far as advancing my agency, which is our term for the equivalent of guild, and actually lets me acquire locations in the world.
So, I don't know if you can, you'd be answering, are there levels? Like, can you level up your character? Is that...
Yeah, that's a part of the game, and without getting too much into the details, you start with a smaller set of devices that are accessible to you, and because you played the game, you know we have categories of devices such as ranged, melee, offhand, specialty devices, jetpack, and so when you first start the game, you'll have access to a smaller number of those categories and a smaller number of devices to choose from, and as you do missions, as you win missions, as you advance, you'll gradually grow in both depth and breadth as far as what's available to you. I may choose to be recon and specialize in stealth and sniper and go up that tree and do those unlocks very quickly, or I may choose to be broader and have a higher diversity of gameplay available to me.
Now, is it one of those games where, you know, if you're very skilled, you know, with reflex wise, are you going to do better? Like, could I'm just going to use these as examples. Could like a level one who's very skilled defeat a level 30 who maybe isn't as skilled at aiming and stuff like that?
I mean, you know, it's one of those it depends things. There's definitely less discrepancy between levels than you would find in a fantasy MMO like WoW, where you're just, you know, if the level cap is one or two off, it's just not going to matter. So player skill does certainly matter, and a lower level character could have a very compelling win. They would just be more narrow in what tools they could choose to bring to the conflict, basically. But at bottom line, you know, it's a combination of the stats of my devices and my player skill, but certainly compared to the traditional MMO, player skill and reflex matters a lot.
So, and if anybody has any questions here in chat, chat.allgames.com, if you're listening on All Games Radio, I do have chat open. I had to get a different chat client up, but I am reading chat. So if anybody has any questions, I will pass them along. So I'm trying to think of some more stuff to ask about the game. Is there anything else like you want to announce maybe that you aren't supposed to say, and then I can post it everywhere and get hits?
Yeah, things that I'm not supposed to say. I will give a shout-out to the Hi-Rez team, because I think as you can see, you know, we've got really good turnout here. So one to the folks in the Alpharetta and Roswell area, thanks for coming out and supporting a good cause and supporting gaming in Georgia and what we think is an interesting new concept. You know, the Global Agenda is certainly a hybrid in its gameplay. Mm-hmm. It's a different setting from traditional MMOs. It's a different style of game. We think we have some very interesting classes. The things that we're doing with our metagame, details to be announced later, we think are very interesting in that player agencies will really be able to make an impact in the world. So thanks for coming out and supporting this. And the team itself, you know, my job basically as the COO portion of my job is based on just trying to find the best talent that I can and bring them all, you know, focused on the same thing for this project. And we've done a really good job at that. I mean, there's a lot of great talent in Georgia coming out of places like Georgia Tech, Savannah College of Art and Design, Atlanta Art Institute, which is one of our sponsors. And we've paired up those folks with experienced game developers from titles like City of Heroes and Call of Duty, et cetera, folks that have relocated from the West Coast. And that's been a really good combination, and it's produced the exciting game that people are getting hands-on with today. So an appreciation to the Hi-Rez team and to the community for coming out and getting hands-on with the game.
Now, I mean, being out here, I mean, and Mike and I were talking about this earlier, you know, it's really nice for us to roll out of our own bed and drive, you know, a couple miles down to a gaming event, not have to get on a plane to California. Now, what I want to know is, you know, with you guys being based out here, have you run into any obstacles because everybody else is in California or Texas or Washington?
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons. The pro is that there's not that many other studios in town, so certainly as far as locally, we think we've gotten, you know, great coverage and great support from folks in the area because people want Georgia to grow. You know, the con is that there's not as many certainly press outlets as on the West Coast. So if you're a developer on the on the West Coast, you can take your game on the road and get it covered by all the major media outlets. And certainly, people, you know, Georgia isn't on most people's map yet. You know, we think we've got a good offering, and there's a lot of other studios here, you know, certainly the CCP White Wolf guys and the Tripwire guys have really interesting offerings. And so we believe after, you know, one or two hits come, Georgia will be on people's map. But there's pros and cons. As far as building a team, the low cost of housing, the great climate, you know, all those things attract people. So a lot of people that we've talked to on California, they went out there, they worked, they had a good time, but they're burnt out and they want to actually afford to buy a house and maybe raise a family, and they don't find that easy to do in California. So that's a plus for us. We can say, hey, come to Georgia. We're using great technology. We've got Unreal 3 tech. We've got, you know, all the skill development you'd find on the West Coast, but you can do it where it's actually, you know, warm, and you can raise your family. So that's a plus as far as attracting folks.
So Global Agenda, is it PC only? Are you thinking about a console version?
For now, we are 100% focused on the PC. Anything after that is, you know, a future project. So very focused on the PC. Again, combining the action gameplay of your favorite multiplayer class-based shooter with the persistence and advancement of the MMO space.
So, and what is the timeline? Like, when are you guys going to be hitting beta? When do you think people are going to get a hold of this?
You know, when it's ready, of course. When it's ready. I mean, we are, we're fairly cautious in the same way we're trying not to reveal features before we've actually tested them and found them to be fun, because we've all seen that it's very easy to set expectations and not deliver on them, not because the developer's not well-intentioned, but because these things are hard to make and you think something's fun and then it's not and you have to drop a few classes or you have to drop a few features. So the things that I've talked about are things that are working in the game today, and they're the few hundred people that are here playing the game are experiencing them. So they are real, and they are actual, and you can touch them. And timelines are not something you can touch, so I stay away from them. I can say that, you know, we're building to a large community of pre-alpha testers, you know, in the 1,000 range by the end of this year. That's going ahead of our expectations. But realistically, we have, you know, still, I would say, a year's worth of additional systems development and testing. How much it's sooner or later than that will depend on, you know, how the testing goes, because we will not release this before it's 100% ready and, you know, fun and something that the community can embrace and have a great time in.
Okay, just to, you know, a point of note, the robot, not fun. You can get rid of him. I don't like the robot.
You didn't like the robot.
Only if he's guarding my agency and I call him Carl. But the out of the
You know, Mike took the robot down.
I took him down too. But he took me down 5 times before I took him down. So now, if somebody wants to get, are you still taking signups to be in the alpha?
We are. Our original alpha goals have been filled, but we are looking every month at adding extra people. So our primary game website at this point is globalagendagame.com. Globalagendagame.com. And on that site, folks can pre-register for the closed beta, and we are choosing some of those folks even every month at this point. So excellent. That's the main place to go.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. And they just announced something. I don't even know what they just announced.
Yeah. All-Star.
Oh, the All-Stars. Yeah, the poning of the noobs. Yeah. So, Bobby Blackwolf Show here on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com, broadcasting live from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. We're hopefully going to be getting some other people. I think some alpha testers are coming over. We've got a long ways to go. We're going to be going until 5 o'clock, so we've got about an hour and 15 minutes left to go on. Now, I do want to mention in chat, Kadosho asked, how far is the agency now? You got to realize we're not talking about the game, the agency. That is a completely different game for a completely different platform. We're talking about Global Agenda, which is at globalagendagame.com. They call their guilds agencies, and that's where you are getting a little bit confused. But no, it's we're not here to talk about the agency. That was a couple months ago. We don't talk about the agency anymore. So, actually, it was last year when the agency hit or something. So, a little bit later on, we are going to have somebody from the Entertainment Consumer Association on, as well as the owner of Computer Arena and the owner of CC Gaming. They are a company. They are actually in the back here, and they make Xboxes out of RC cars. And we're not kidding either. And they recently just finished an Xbox 360 that they put in an RC car, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. You know, whoever else comes up. I think somebody from the state of Georgia is going to be coming in, Asante Bradford. I saw him walk in, so hopefully before 5 o'clock we will be have them on. And they're giving away a raffle. It was a $5 entry fee. I think they've got PSPs, iPod Nanos, and I'm not eligible, so I don't care. Mike Fahey is coming back to assist me.
I bought like 5 raffle tickets because they have an NES in the box up there.
Oh, wow.
In the box.
In the box.
With the gun.
Has it ever been taken out of the box? Does it still have the Newton?
I'm sure it's been taken out of the box, but...
I had a friend of mine that, or actually it was a coworker. He had one that was in the box and had never been taken out. So you opened it and it still smelled new. You know, like that new smell that you get. And he was like, yeah, check this out. And I was like... And he's like, I've never taken it out of the shrink wrap or anything inside. You know, you open the box up and you can just
You know what they call
the
that smell?
80s.
No, they call that smell Pandalicious.
Pandalicious.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the Electric Sisterhood once again. So, this is great. I mean, we're actually watching, like, the entrance, and I've been seeing people come in and out. And there's actually a computer repair store up in the front, too, which I guess is where they get their... get their real money, you know, instead of the little kids that are coming in to play games. Here, I'm hoping Michal comes back with one of the alpha testers, because I think we're supposed to get some of those alpha people over here.
So this is what you do on this podcast all the time, on the broadcast?
I talk to myself.
You look in front of you and say, so there's some people. Yeah. Here comes one. He's got a paper in his hand.
Yeah.
It's no, green shirt.
My show is Sunday nights, and basically it's more like a talk show, and I'm more prepared.
Why haven't you ever invited me on?
Because my house is not clean yet.
That's my excuse.
It's mine, too. I want to have you on sometime.
Actually, you've invited me on multiple times, and I just keep
You keep ignoring my emails.
I didn't ignore your email.
Oh, you just never replied.
It all went to my spam.
All right. I'm a spammer now.
All those Black Wolf porn sites keep sending me email, and I had to... it's just an odd coincidence.
You need a Viagra for your second life attachment? Is that what you're saying?
Let's see how far this rabbit hole goes. Sorry, that was an old spam email. The best spam email I ever got was for Viagra, and it had a picture of an edited scene of adult entertainment with a blue hue over it.
Uh-huh.
And it said, take the blue pill, and we'll see how far this rabbit hole goes. It was so... those guys deserve a pizza party. Whoever came up with that.
I got a great phishing email, which unfortunately was not Viagra, but the phishing email was very ingenious because our forum system runs vBulletin, and I'm an administrator on there, so I get the report to moderator emails and stuff. And they sent a vBulletin administrator email, says, hey, I think I've been banned enough. Can you please unban me? And the link went to this other site where they phished your vBulletin admin password. But it fooled me for a second because they got the admin, the report to moderator thing right so well. Like, I was like, that's awesome. You know, that they get A for effort. I didn't give them my password, though.
See, the way we handle that at Kotaku is we just never unban anyone.
Yeah, I know. I dare people to go over there and type first post.
I tried it once and they banned me.
And they never unbanned you.
No. So I can't comment anymore. That's sad.
So, you know, with Kotaku, like, how much do you post today, or you know, how much are you supposed to post today? Are you allowed to talk about that, and how does that work?
I don't want to talk too much about the process. I post a lot.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
You're mostly, like, in the afternoon is kind of when I see your stuff.
Raffle starting in 5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
He wanted to tell us that it was very important.
Yes.
You interrupted me. I forgot what I was saying now.
You were telling all the secrets about Kotaku.
We have schedules, I mean, that we stick to, and you know, it's I mean, it's not fast and loose. It's not like I'm doing my own private blog where I can you know, stop in the middle of the day and post about Campbell's soup, because Campbell's soup
is good
food.
I thought it was cakes.
I actually had a website called gamecakes.com. Remember it? It broke, and I haven't fixed it yet because I have no time. I have like 20,000 websites that are broken out there. Most of them cakes and porn. Just cakes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm getting shut out of my own chat room again. This internet.
They're going to ban you for talking about porn.
No.
I told you before you had me on, I'd mentioned porn like 40 times.
I know, and that's why I had you on. Because it's different from what I talk about. I got to log back into my chat room.
Oh, yeah.
So you can talk about Pandalicious
some
more.
Some great music playing here. Pandalicious.
Oh, there it is. I don't have to log in again. It was just lagged.
The valet parking. Did you get your car valet parked out front?
I was able to actually get around that by saying I'm working the event and need access to my trunk so you can't take my keys.
I have like my entire front seat passenger side is filled with empty fast food wrappers. So I parked at the vet next door. I hope no one had like a puppy accident or anything.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to kill the kitten.
I was surprised that they had valet parking. That's like...
It's like a little tiny...
In this area, I mean, you got to realize what people may not realize. This is not like, you know, Buckhead, which is the club area or anything.
Yeah, this isn't Dunwoody.
This is... We're in Roswell, which is... and by the way, for people who were wondering, no, there are no UFOs here. There's nobody selling UFO paraphernalia. We're not pretending to be New Mexico. As much as everybody thinks we should, there is not one single
UFO. I don't know.
UFO
my neighborhood's kind of... Never mind.
Well, I mean, I just said there were no UFOs. I didn't say anything about aliens.
We can't talk about this. This is a bad subject. Let's move along.
Moving on.
So, religion and abortion.
Global agenda, pony for a cure. How about that?
Ooh, that's a good topic.
So,
I want to play a robotics guy now.
You can go over to Noobville and be a noob robotics.
You trying to get rid of me?
No.
I see how it is.
No, I'm not trying.
Raffle's going to start any minute, though.
Yeah, and then we can find out if you want a PSP or a iPod. Then you can say, I wanted the NES. And they're like, too bad.
Yeah, they have the iPod Nano, the one you know, he's like, that one was bad, but now it's good again.
If anybody in chat has any questions that I can not ask to anybody, chat.allgames.com. Bobby Blackwell show on All Games Radio. You're listening to us from Computer Arena.
Have they asked anything yet?
They've asked a couple, but like Kadosho asked about the agency, the Sony game for the PS3.
Oh, good. That's
Well, because he kept talking about agencies and stuff, so everybody's like, oh, he's talking about the agency. All right. We haven't heard anything about that game since August of last year.
Yeah, they actually didn't shut. Now we're gonna taking a segue. Uh-oh. What?
I don't know. I can't hear what she's saying.
Someone's bothering us. We're on the air. They're trying to shut us down.
Are you bringing any alpha testies over? Okay. So we're now going to get one of the alpha testers who's been playing the game.
Oh, yeah.
This is so bad.
I know. I'm sorry. I told you shouldn't have had me on.
No, this is great. It's so bad, it's good. It's kind of like the power glove. It's so bad.
It's so bad. Oh,
they did not have one in the store back there.
They did have a Virtual Boy.
They do have a Virtual Boy without the stand, but they've got the Virtual Boy back there.
Yeah, you can hold it up to your head. I mean, it's a little more discomfort with the Virtual Boy. It really doesn't matter. I don't know what that noise was. Sorry.
You were just thinking about discomfort, and it just made you so happy inside.
I know. The good old days.
Excellent. So we have one of the alpha testers, I believe.
Maybe,
or
possibly.
Maybe something like that. Yeah, we're live on All Games Radio. Yes, and nobody can hear you on that side of the table because these mics are awesome.
It's a pretty nice event, isn't it?
It's a nice event.
You guys having fun?
We're having fun.
You got to play the game?
I went to Noobville, and that big damn robot stepped on me five times. It's the worst robot ever. I did not like the robot.
It's a good. The robot's good in a bad way.
He stepped on me five times. It sucks.
Oh man, they're just walking by.
Oh, the guy who made the robot. Get on a mic here, okay? I got some words.
The guy that made the robot's here.
Robot is here.
Okay, this is Mike Fahey signing off, and Pandalicious.
Feel free. Everything? So, what's your name?
My name is Nathan.
And you are one of the developers, programmers. What do you do at Hi-Rez? Everything?
Design, level design, write, and okay. Do some artificial intelligence work.
Okay, the robot's boot?
Robot's stomp attack.
Yes, the boot
vicious.
Or the robot, that's what I saw a lot. I saw the robot.
Right.
And I heard that I could, make him guard my agency and call him Carl and feed him Mike Fahey, but...
Sooner or later during the course of your adult life, you should have come to the stark realization that standing in fire and trying to use a sword against a giant robot... are probably not the wisest decisions you can make.
Sure.
And I like to think that this game teaches people things like that. You know,
Shut
I'm
up.
Sort of bridging the gap between our lacking educational system and the fun and excitement of the video game experience by teaching people valuable life lessons. For example, don't stand in the fire.
Okay.
Don't run up and try to hug a giant red robot.
But
that's shooting fire
I was
going to
call
you.
Him Carl, and he was going to guard my agency, so I thought I'd give him a hug.
No. The giant robot has one purpose, and that is to kill the noobs that make it to the end of the noob mission.
Okay. He did a good job, then.
He did
Congratulations.
A very good job. Thank you.
I did finally kill him, though.
You finally killed him?
I did finally kill him.
So you graduated to PvP?
I graduated to PvP.
Have you played the PvP mission?
I had to come here. I couldn't get in time.
Come here. Nobody listens to this. Is anybody out there listening to this? Anybody?
Okay, so thank you, Nathan, for being on. I'm going to shut your mic off.
All right. Thanks a lot.
So we have one of the alpha testers here, I believe. This is somebody who plays the game. So what's your name?
I am Kyle. I go by Diesel.
Diesel. So... first off, you're one of the alpha testers. What does that exactly mean?
It means we play the multiplayer game and we help find bugs and make sure everything runs smoothly, make the game fun, show the developers what's wrong with it, what's right with it, how good it is, how some parts may be fixed, all around that kind of stuff.
So how often do you play?
We play about two times a week.
Okay.
It's about... 2-3 hour sessions.
And do you play from home or do you go to the location up here?
You can do it from home, but I play in studio because I don't have the computer to play it.
So what is this kind of a paid position or are you doing this voluntarily?
Absolute voluntary.
Okay.
Me and a lot of other people just do it just for the sake of gaming because personally, for me, it's a great honor and a nice feeling knowing that Georgia can finally get on the map in video gaming, because places like California, North Carolina, they always have these top-notch places. It's nice to see Georgia have a place that, you know, might have a substantial point in the gaming industry. So it's a real honor to be a part of this.
So, you know, from what we've seen today, the combat, you know, what is one of the things that maybe we saw that you had a hand in kind of helping and fine-tuning?
If you played the recon, I was a very big advocator to wanting that sniper rifle to be good. So if you ever got hit for like 100 damage by a sniper rifle, that was probably me asking for a better thing to do with the sniper rifle, because now we have a ranged crit, which ups the damage of a sniper rifle, and you can just lay the pain on. So it was probably me and a couple others, little notifications right there.
So if we complain about you know, somebody's wall hacking, I can say it's Diesel's fault.
You might as well. I mean, I'll take it. Why not?
So and you know, you guys can get rid of that robot, right? That robot
which,
that stomped
which robot?
The stomp, the one that stomped on me five times. I don't like that robot.
Yeah, that robot.
Yeah,
actually.
That's my running theme for the entire night.
Be happy
night
that it's just a computer playing it. Imagine if somebody was actually controlling that.
Can I control the robot and stomp on everybody else?
You should.
I want to.
I would love to see you just stomping on people, and I'll just run the other way.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, and then I could fire my missiles at you and miss because my aim is horrible. But I could stomp on people, and it'd be awesome.
I play as recon, so I'm never right in that thing's face. So I watch people get stomped on. Me, I'm way in the back sniping people.
Yeah, and I hate you.
I never get stomped on, don't worry.
So what's your favorite thing about the game that you of what you can talk about today? What's the favorite part?
The one thing I love about this game is the utmost like importance in teamwork. I haven't seen many games where you actually need all 10 of your people to really make a substantial effort in winning the game. Not like Call of Duty 4 or Halo 3, where it's supposed to be team-based, but one person could go and kill every person on the team without a problem. You can't really do that in this game because there's so many advantages and disadvantages to each class that it's just, it's amazing how much, you know, potential can be put in this game, and it's really showing that you really need a set of people to really win matches.
Now, is this a game that you would pay a monthly fee to play?
Absolutely. I would. Because this game, I'm lucky enough to play this game for free now, but when it does come out, I would gladly pay a monthly fee for it because it's just that much fun.
Are you going to upgrade your machine for it?
Actually, I'm actually in the works of upgrading my machine for it.
And you may know this. I mean, this is something that they didn't tell us. I don't know if you can tell us. What are the current like specs, or have they finalized what the requirements are going to be for it?
They haven't finalized it, but you need a pretty, like, so you need a like, substantially good computer. Like, I looked around price ranges around $1,100 to $1,300 for a computer with the right stuff. Like, you need, they say, like, the requirements, like, 2-3 gigabytes of RAM, a pretty decent pretty decent graphics card, just like a good gaming computer, and you can run this smoothly.
Okay. And so, I mean, you know, obviously there's not going to be any kind of timeline, so you're going to be stuck alpha testing it for a while.
Stuck is such a bad word. Well, I'm enjoying myself.
Well, I got stomped on by the robot, so, you know, I'm still bitter.
If you call that testing, then yes, I would be stuck doing right. That would suck.
Have you ever had to test the stomp mechanic, like, you know, actually sit
no,
in there? Like, do you guys do things like that where they're like, you know, we need to test this specific thing, you know, run around the geometry, see if you can get stuck in it, or are you guys just playing it?
Most of the time we are just playing, but there are some times where we'll check collision and see if you get stuck, see if there's any holes in the maps, test training missions to see if they go through properly. I mean, mostly what we do is a multiplayer facet, trying to get the multiplayer working perfectly. But at times, we will work on training missions, see if they run okay, see if there's any holes in the map. We do a little bit of work like that as well, but mostly multiplayer.
So it's not like a real like game testing position where people are stuck playing the same level over and over and going over every bit of the map to make sure that, okay, I can't get stuck in this corner and stuck in the geometry.
No, not really. I mean, mostly we're there to test the multiplayer facet. And frankly, I mean, it's fine to where it is, because right now they're working on the multiplayer core, and it works great right now. I mean, it's caused a lot of great publicity here, so I really like how it's going so far. Mm-hmm. But we're not sitting on every map and running on every single wall waiting for a hole to pop up. No, no, no. We'll do that maybe once every like couple weeks or so,
okay.
But it's not the main course of what we're there for.
And so what's your record?
It really depends, actually. I'm pretty even, 50%, but I can't say, like, I'm the man at this game because I cannot win a 1 versus 10. I cannot win this game on my own. So it's really, it's that much of a team facet. Like, yeah, I can kill 15, 20 people in a game, but that doesn't mean anything. But team record-wise, I mean, I'm 50-50. I'll win some, lose some.
Do you play with the same team?
You can pick a certain team, but most of the times it's just a random jumble. And you just go with whoever's there.
Okay. So for those listening on All Games Radio, I am in chat.allgames.com. It's lagging just a little bit, so I'm a little bit behind in reading questions. But if anybody has any questions about it, feel free to put them in, and I will decide whether I'm going to ask them or not. So do you play all the classes, or do you really just mainly focus on the one?
I play all four classes. I try and get a good amount of time in. But I'm mostly a recon person. But I will play every class.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you for spending some time with us. And,
no problem, no problem.
You know, I hate the robot. Just take that back. I hate the robot. And we can... they're starting the raffle, so they're going to be kind of
I'm hoping my number is picked.
I'm lucky. I don't have a number, so I can sit here and keep on talking to people. So, excellent. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
If you are an all-star, everybody is leaving now to go see if they won prizes. Bobby Blackwolf Show here at All Games Radio, online at allgames.com. We are broadcasting live from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. So what I'm thinking about doing is we're going to take actually a music break. And I'm going to be taking a quick music break while they're doing the raffle, because it's a little bit loud and a little bit disconcerting, and nobody's really paying attention to me anyway. So this will be a good time to take a break. For those in the podcast feed, we're going to be right back. But for those on the radio stream, we will be back with more live interviews from Poning for a Cure here on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com. And we are back from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. Bobby Blackwolf here, host of the Bobby Blackwolf Show from All Games Radio, online at allgames.com. We're here poning for a cure with Global Agenda and Hi-Res Studios. The raffle has just ended, and there was a mass exodus to the exit. So there's less people here now, which will be kind of interesting. So we're going to be having some more people on from the area here. Hopefully I'll be able to get somebody from Computer Arena here, somebody from CC Gaming up here as well, talks to some people from the state of Georgia. They're about to do their big all-star match over there, but we don't have any TVs over here, so I can't commentate for it. So if you were looking for the commentating of the match at Global Agenda, sorry. I can't commentate on that. We are not allowed to stream video. That's why we're not doing video. They've asked us not to stream video of the early alpha build of the game. So I didn't bring any of my video concepts or anything, my video camera or anything, even though I could have. There's enough bandwidth here to be able to do that. So if people are in chat, chat.allgames.com is where we are at. And I am. It's a little laggy, so I'm a little bit behind. But I am monitoring chat and will be asking questions of our guests throughout the night. I think Mike Fahey went off with an iPod Nano. I think he actually did win that Nano. So congratulations to him. He's sitting by Rusty. So I'm hoping to be able to flag some people down to come over. Actually, they were standing here, and then everybody kind of bolted. So I'm hoping to get some more interviews with people as time goes on. But this is the magic of live radio. And I'm sorry to people on the podcast. This is actually why I edit the show heavily. I'm not editing this show for the podcast, so you're getting it pretty much... Pretty raw. You're getting the straight file. I just cut out the music that was in the middle because I didn't think you needed to hear 15 minutes of music when we could just come right back. That was not good. Sorry about that. I might edit that part out too.
If you are an all-star,
hang on.
Make sure you have found Chris. He's waving his hand.
So they're about to start the all-star game right now, it sounds like.
So, waiting on. So all of the all-stars, go find Chris, crazily waving his hand from the middle section.
and we will be starting in just a couple minutes once they're ready.
So they're about to start that All-Star game. But it's been an interesting event, and they were giving away a lot of stuff. They were giving away an NES in the box, a Nintendo 64, a big speaker system for a house. I probably should have used it. I would have had a bigger speaker system here than I had expected. But yeah, it was interesting, all benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation. So, and I'm kind of trying to sit here trying to get somebody's attention to be able to get somebody over here. Yeah, Mike Fahey's over here. He's next to Rusty. You got an iPod Nano, I think. Let's see.
No, I want a Creative Zen.
Oh, the fake Nano, the fake iPod.
It's for a good cause, though.
Yeah. Hey, you know, $5 per ticket. Have you seen Britt or Glenn or anybody around? Because they were standing here until the raffle ended, and they don't like me anymore. I guess they don't want... No.
They all moved over to you.
Yeah.
There's no point in me sitting over there and talking to you and having you to relay everything. Yeah, they all went over to the All-Star thing, I think, where the competition's going on.
Yeah.
Creative Zen.
Creative Zen. You got a Creative Zen, though, for $5.
I didn't win the Nintendo, though.
No. And they gave away a Nintendo 64 as well, I think.
Oh, come on. Nintendo 64, though?
Yeah. I mean,
not that it's bad. No. It's pandalicious. But but the Nintendo 64, you can buy that off eBay for $5 with 20 games.
Yeah.
NES, you could probably do that, too. But you have to blow on it.
Yeah. Well, actually, CC Gaming will repair it, so you don't have to do as much.
That's true. CC Gaming will repair it. This is my advertising voice.
There you go. You have a future. You have a bright
future.
Brought
to you by CC Gaming.
Exactly.
The best in classic gaming in Roswell, Georgia.
Exactly. Computer Arena.
It's Pandalicious.
So, because I had all these people, I'm like, okay, come over at 4, and we'll get you on the show, and none of them are around, so I can't flag anybody down. This is sad.
You should just sing along to the Boys of Summer here.
Yeah, I know, and then get sued by the RIA for streaming on the air. It'd be awesome.
Look back. You never look back. Yeah. Come on. No? Okay.
No, sorry. I need the bars on the screen to tell me where the pitch is for me to do any singing. I've just been trained that way.
This is classic.
Yeah, this is. But yeah, it cleared out. The place cleared out when the raffle was gone. Like, I saw everybody was like, okay, we're leaving. Bye.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to head out now.
Well, you have somewhere to be. So,
I got where I came. I have to clean my house so my nephew can come over and play video games for 5 hours while I ignore him.
Can I be your nephew?
Ever since he teabagged me the first time, and that was the end of me playing Versus with him. Little jerk. Kids these days.
Yeah. Can I be your nephew? I can go play video games too.
Huh?
Can I be your nephew? I can go play video games too.
That's disturbing, really. That would make me your uncle, and I'm not going to touch you like uncles do.
Wait a minute. What type of uncles do you have?
Uncles do that, don't they?
No.
No. They said.
No, mine didn't.
That's it, I'm leaving. Oh, my God.
Mike Fahey, Kotaku.com. Everybody go click on his stuff so he gets more page views. So, we're here live from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. I'm trying to get Glenn's attention. Glenn from... He's getting a drink or something. Trying to get somebody to come over and talk to us about what we've got going here. Because there's some stuff that I want to definitely cover for people who are especially local. But I think they've even got some kind of online presence as well. And finally he is coming over. Now he's got his drink, so he's all energized. Hey, Glenn, what's going on?
What's going on, Bobby?
Nothing much. So tell us about CC Gaming.
CC Gaming is actually a video game company that does buy, sell, trade of video games. We specialize in repair, disc resurfacing, and your one-stop shop for all the old-school stuff, like Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and all the classics, too.
And you guys are here at Computer Arena now.
We are at the Computer Arena on location. We got us a little spot in the back and hope that it's going to be a good thing for the two of us, because everybody that comes through the door should be definitely a gamer.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a wall, guys. I mean, it's a huge wall of, like, just NES cartridges. And then the other wall has N64 cartridges. They even got Atari 2600 games. And you even got some, like, rare old systems in the box. Like, I saw an Odyssey up in the box. Is that up there?
We do. We have the original Odyssey, which, for those that don't know, was actually the first home console that ever was produced.
And it had a bunch of games. Now, granted, it only played one game.
Correct.
But it had the overlays that you put on the TV.
That's right. That's right.
So it's like it's the same game, but if it's you've got the green tennis court, you're playing tennis, and then you can put the hockey thing up, and you're playing hockey. Same game.
Exactly
but
right.
It looks different. It's in color.
So it had actually had the controls built into it. It was very unique system.
So you know what is the main you know what's kind of the biggest seller in terms of like the classic gaming inventory? Like what have you seen people come in and want to get most?
The biggest thing for classic gaming has always been the Nintendo with us, whether it was the original NES or the Super Nintendo. Those were probably the two biggest classics. And the thing that's happening nowadays is this later generation of gamers is now taking an interest in something they haven't played before, but they're familiar with the characters because of Smash Brothers Brawl.
Right.
They see the Mario and Rob, and now they're able to come in and get a piece of that history and play it and own it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, also the virtual console probably helps. You know, people are seeing that,
exactly.
You know. And you guys also do repair of NESs. I've actually talked you guys up a couple times. You guys fixed my NES.
Yes, sir.
You know, what kind of repairs do you do? I mean, mine was the 72-pin connector.
Correct.
In mine. But what kind of repairs do you guys do? What can you what magic can you do?
Well, we cover everything from, like you said, the Nintendo. We do the 72-pin connectors all the way to Atari 64, we do the Xbox 360 and PS3. Everybody out there that has a console knows that if you play it to death, your laser, you may have a disc read error, you may have the three red lights. Any type of situation you have with any console that's out there, we have a great staff and a great tech team that is able to take care of all that for you.
So, I mean, if somebody does get the red ring of death, like how do you fix that?
The red ring of death, I guess real simple was an overheating problem in the early stages of the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has gone ahead and taken care of that in the later ones. But what we do is actually go back in, resolder your equipment to your motherboard that had the issue, and we upgrade your heat sinks and install a fan in there for preventative maintenance.
And how much would that run somebody?
Depending on the repair, we're probably looking at about anywhere from $65 to $85. So it's definitely cheaper than buying
cheaper than
a console,
and
it's a little bit less time too. You don't have to wait the two to four weeks to get it back. We have a turnaround time of about 1 to 3 days with our staff.
And is that only for people locally, or can people send to you from elsewhere?
We also have the ability to take in your console on our online store, which is ccgamingonline.com, and we can get that repair done for you in probably 3 to 7 days, depending on where you are.
Right. And now, one of the other things that, you walk in, and I saw these RC cars. And I'm like, oh, you guys sell RC cars? No, you don't sell. What are these RC cars that you have there?
These RC cars that you're talking about is truly an RC car. It's a remote control vehicle, about the 1/5 to 1/6 scale size. Mm-hmm. And we have taken the Xbox 360 and the original Xbox, and we have taken its components and placed it inside this RC car so that you have a one-of-a-kind custom console that you don't see anywhere else.
So it's basically you put Xboxes in other things.
That is correct.
Now, what else have you done in terms of what else have you put Xboxes in?
One of our big claim to fame is we took a 1/1 scale Master Chief helmet that was actually created by Nightmare Armor Studios, also here in Atlanta. They came to us and was looking for someone to do a promotional item for Microsoft and Bungie, and we were able to put a full Microsoft Xbox original inside of a Halo Master Chief helmet and make it fully functional with actually an LCD screen in the visor.
So, and also, didn't you, are you now TV stars or something? I heard about this last week.
Well, we had a couple events where G4 has come by and starting to do some reality show filming for the local company. Like I mentioned, Nightmare Armor Studios is here, and they have their reality show. So they actually stopped by and did part of the pilot episode filming with us there. And we have also done some filming with Epic Games up in Raleigh.
Yeah. So what is, in your store, what is the hottest collector's item that you probably will never sell? But you know, what is it?
The hottest collector item that I will never sell. We have a Sonic 10th Anniversary Edition Sega Dreamcast game that has, from 1991 to 2001, every Sonic game on one disc. And it's gold. It has a gold coin with it and a book. And that's probably one of the greater hot items that we have for display.
And how many of those were made? Or do you
those know? Were actually 28 of those were made in Japan and released for 2 days only.
And you have one right sitting there. You're actually showing it, and we're like, we don't want to touch this or anything.
That's right. We have one in this location here at the Computer Arena, NCC Gaming, on display for those who would like to come and take a look at it. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And how much would that be worth?
Estimated value on that collection is about $1,500.
Now, Kadosho says, "Hey, I have one of those." A guy in our chat thinks he has one of these. What's so special about that? Like you said that we were talking earlier, and you said there was a second one.
There is a second release of that same title. The variation or version of that title had a color sleeve that actually slid over it, and that was released later date because mm-hmm. of the popularity of everybody actually wanting that collection.
Right. Okay. So, but that was there. And have you ever, like, put it in a Dreamcast or anything?
We haven't actually dropped that thing in a Dreamcast yet to see what it's
And you're
what
sure
it's got on
you're
it.
Sure it's not a Rickroll or something?
Hey, it might be some Sonic screensavers or something dancing right. around. We're not too sure. We might have to check that out.
But what else do you have, like, back there? Because, I mean, you have, like, the back wall has kind of the, you know, higher end, you know, the more cool stuff. What else do you have back there?
That's correct. On the back wall, we have a lot of your old school, very classic PS1 titles, RPGs. We have some nice imports, some Shining Force 3s in that series.
Okay, everyone, we are going to start our Global Agenda
Ignore them.
All-Star Battle.
We'll poop that in, yeah.
Everyone just a 1 minute intro to what they're going to see.
I wonder if they're going to be that loud the entire time.
We have 20 players set up here. We have.
See, what it is they got these speakers right here that are on.
And players that are in our alpha testing program that won a contest. And the
DJ walked away, so he's not there to turn the knob down.
We have 11 players from the alpha program, and then 9 high res folks. So we are going to attend.
There we go.
9, 8. 5 seconds are going to be starting.
I wish the DJ was there so he could turn down the monitor, because that's what he said he was going to do.
Oh, well. Best 2 out of 3 time allowed.
Yeah.
Being the best,
I think this guy's going to be talking the entire time, so I think we should try to continue as much as we can. You know. There he is. That was the DJ right there. Tell him to turn down the speaker. Thank you. I have people running for me. This is great. So, hang on. I think I may have to do some.
Is that speaker on still? Yeah, he's got to make announcements. Not a whole lot I can do about that.
They told me that wasn't going to be on. That's all.
I don't know, dude. I mean, the dude running the whole thing right here is
okay. They obviously don't want me to broadcast anymore, I guess. Because I can't broadcast over that. Oh, well.
I can aim it a little bit further.
Yeah, if you can aim it, that'd be great. Thank you very much. The DJ is nice. He's trying to accommodate, so I can't really... So, what else do you... So you had Japanese RPGs and stuff.
That's right. We have imports. Mm-hmm. Imports for the PS1. We have them for the Sega Saturn, for the Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. Everything that's hard to find in the old-school world, we got them right there behind the counter mm-hmm. and available.
Cool. And, you know, I saw, like, you guys had Chrono Trigger back there.
That's right. We have a couple different variations of the Chrono Trigger as well. We got mm-hmm. it for the Super Famicom, and for those that don't know, we actually have it for the PS1. It was actually on the PS1 in Japan, so we have a unique copy of that as well.
Cool. And, you know, so if somebody is not here, do you have, like, on your website, do you have a list of these things and people can order them online?
Right now on CC Gaming Online, we have a tab there for you that's called Store, and you can click that, and it's being updated daily of all the inventory that we have here on location and the stuff that we have that's actually warehoused. So if you can't find it here and if you can't find it online, you can actually even send us a message, and we'll find it for you.
Now, what else do you guys do? Because I've heard that you kind of work in the competitive gaming scene. What are you able to talk a little bit about that and what you've been doing with that?
Sure. As far as the competitive gaming scene, we do have two local teams here in Georgia that we take to MLG events, and that's the Major League Gaming Series that we go out to during its season. We also teamed up with the Gamer Beauties, which is a group of gamer girls that's all around the country, and we are currently merged with them and sponsoring them and following them around to all their events with the MLG series and WSVG and TNG, the Gaming Nation, as well.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for stopping by. What are your hours over here so people can
Our hours at the Computer Arena are from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And Sundays 1 to 6 p.m.
Now, one thing, since I was able to get back into chat, Kadosho is asking, now, when you said the PS1 Chrono Trigger, is that just Chrono Trigger? Because they did release Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy Tactics, I think, together.
That is very true. This particular version is Chrono Trigger only on the PS1 import. But, yes, they did also release it with the Final Fantasy Tactics here in the U.S.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much,
Bobby. If you see Britt, tell him to get over here.
Will do. I'll send him this way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bobby Blackwolf here from the Bobby Blackwolf Show. We're broadcasting live on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com. Over on the other side of the building from where the PvP All-Star matchup is, chat.allgames.com is our chat room. I am trying to keep tabs of it through the internet connection that we have here, but luckily we've been streaming just fine. So I appreciate everybody that's been here for a while. So we're hoping to get either Britt or someone else over here to talk about the Computer Arena or something else going on here in the state of Georgia, because we've got a little bit of time left here before we go off the air. Here from Poning for a Cure. You can also catch my show live Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It's a little bit more structured than this. Just a tad. Not too much. But it's a little bit more structured. And participate with the show then, and we actually take live calls. And so you can get your voice heard and tell me how wrong I am. But we always have live chat over at chat.allgames.com. I appreciate everybody for being a part of it. And this is me stalling for time for people to come over so I can promote their stuff. If it's possible. So, if anybody in chat has any questions, I'm trying to keep tabs on chat as much as I can. Depending on the things going on. So, we could talk about some of that stuff, or we can talk about other things in the gaming industry while I'm waiting for other people to come in. But we will still be having a show tomorrow night on Sunday night, so this is not any type of change. Yeah, the speaker being moved is a good place. So we do have somebody here.
Hey,
Tobias. How are you doing? Thank you for helping with the speaker. It's much better in that position.
Very nice, very nice. Glad to be assistance.
So you are here with 8 different hats.
Yes.
So which hat do you want to talk about first? Well, you know, what's your full name? And you know.
Okay, my name's Tobias Hiller, and we'll talk about the ECA first. I'm the president of the ECA Atlanta chapter. Mm-hmm. Basically, the ECA is the Entertainment Consumer Association.
Right.
The lowdown, quick, and dirty of it is we fight for gamers' rights, and we make it cheaper for gamers. Mm-hmm. We offer a community where they can get together and meet with like-minded people. We basically offer, it's almost like the AAA of gaming. It's a yearly membership, but you get like $250 worth of stuff back. Mm-hmm. And what you do is, it gets you to involved in the gamer industry, but not with a joystick or a controller in your hand. It gets you involved in what's going on. You get to meet the person and shake their hand and say, hey, let's compete, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good to meet you, let's do this. And it also provides an environment that gets bodies and people involved in gaming and shows that we're supporting gaming here in the Southeast. And that's what our goal is over the next 3 months through January. We're recruiting members. We're very small right now. We have about, well, as of today, we have about 12 or 13 members now.
There
we
you
had
go.
Five before. So it's a very good event. We're looking forward to starting our monthly meetings and getting involved in what's going on in gaming here in the Southeast.
Speak a little bit more towards the mic because you were fine, and then when you turn your head toward me. So Tiger Claw wants to know, did you work on Mortal Kombat? Because there was a guy named Tobias that worked on Mortal Kombat.
No, I did not. I played a lot of Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Excellent. What was your favorite character?
I have to say, what was the Freeze?
Sub-Zero?
Nope, the girl.
Oh, the girl.
I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on her name. I want to say something Freeze, but anyway, it was the female version of
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, okay. Sub-Zero. She was amazingly fast.
So, you know, the ECA is just starting out here. You know, what are you guys going to be doing in the state of Georgia? Because to me, it seems like Georgia is one of the more progressive states in terms of, you know, working with gamers in the industry and not villainizing anybody.
Very true. Unfortunately, it's a very little known fact. So what we're trying to do is get the information out there to worldwide, and especially to people on the West Coast, that it's such an advantage to be here. Instead of being 1 in 100,000, you're more of a 1 in 1,000 person. You have more of a chance to rise to the top.
Yeah.
In that little smaller friendly market than you do in a larger market that's a little more cutthroat. Yeah.
So people can sign up here. Where can they sign up on the web, maybe, if they couldn't make it here to Pwn for a Cure?
The ECA, theeca.com.
All right.
T-H-E-E-C-A.
And for those that are wondering, maybe if you want to tune into our PAX 08 live coverage, we actually had Hal Halpin, who is the head of the ECA, came on. I interviewed him, so he talks a little bit more about the global agenda of the ECA. Hey, check that out, alliteration.
Right, yeah.
So you're here with the ECA, and you're selling merchandise here and you know, getting people signed up. What else do you do? Because you're a very busy person.
Sure, sure. Well, we don't really sell merchandise. All the merchandise is member benefits.
Okay. So that's because I saw you have a bunch of the shirts that these do not make me a killer. And yeah.
That's right, exactly. And basically the shirt you get, it's $15 if you have an EDU account, and it's $20 if you don't have an EDU account, if you're not involved with a school.
Anybody have a school account I can borrow?
So basically, when you do that, you get signed up. I'm sorry, what was the question? I think I'm going away from the question.
What else do you do?
What else
as
do I
well.
Do? Okay, gotcha. I'm also the owner-author. I'm also the owner-author of Gamer Fitness Guide.
Okay.
And what we do is we're offering a challenge to gamers to become better gamers. And, again, expand the community, expand gaming and professional gaming here in the South.
Okay, so Gamer Fitness Guide.
Yes.
It's called the Gamer. Okay, now I got to say this, okay? I want to say this
sure,
first
yeah,
off,
please,
okay?
Please.
I am in shape.
Uh-huh.
Okay, round is a shape.
It is.
Okay, so but really, when you say gamer fitness, what do you mean? I know it's not
sure.
about my roundness.
Right, and it's not We Fit to make you a fit gamer. This is actually talking about things that make you a better gamer. It's a challenge to increase your gaming competitiveness, to get involved in the industry, and actually get paid to do what you love to do. And we facilitate a way for you to do that. We kind of introduce you that there are ways to do that. There are people out there making six figures if you're in the top, top. You know, you have to be good. But what we do is we take the gamer's ability and we kind of adjust it. We evaluate their gameplay, and we provide gamer solutions based on their gameplay. And a lot of it is bad habits, things that you do while you're gaming that take away from your performance that you don't even realize you're doing. And it's really simple things. A lot of it's being ambidextrous, using both hands more often. And your eyes are one of the biggest things. If you can rest your eyes while you're gaming and kind of let them free float in and out and then go back to what you were doing, you're less likely to get tired fast. You're more likely to increase your performance. And everything is just a better for – you'll be more comfortable in the end after you're done gaming as well.
Sounds like this is also something that would benefit even people that are like, you know, cubicle drones and stuff that – you know, sit and work in an office, sit and stare at a computer screen all day.
Very good point. It's straight across the board. It helps anybody who limits their range of motion or has repetitive stress injuries. And we offer a class, our new class that we're going to be introducing next week. It's called Computer Fitness Guide.
Okay.
Or Computer Fitness Class. Excuse me. So it's going to be CF class and GF camp.
Okay.
So we'll attack the gamers for the GF camp, the Gamer Fitness Camp, which is 2 days. And then we'll do the gamer fit we'll do the computer fitness class for people who aren't gamers but still have the same repetitive stress type injuries.
Right. So you know, where can people go to find out more about that?
The GFG. THEGFG. That's Gamer Fitness Guide.
.com?
.com.
Okay.
Exactly. And you can also type in Gamer Fitness Guide and it will come up.
Right. And so what else are you going to be offering through that? Like, do you have, like, news of events and stuff or what?
Yes, yes. We have events all coming up at Computer Arena right now. We have an event the 15th and 16th, which is Counter-Strike Source 1.6. Counter-Strike 1.6,
yeah,
not Source.
Yeah, not Source, yeah.
I know everybody loves the Source, but this is going old school on everybody and going a little bit farther back. And but it's $2,500 in cash and prizes. So,
wow.
I mean, if you're good at one, you might want to come out and check it out. So we have that going on. And then in December, we have the Gamer Games, which is going to be a more casual competitive gaming. We're going to get multi-consoles involved. And you might have talked to this a little bit with CC Gaming because they're going to be sponsoring our event.
No, we haven't, so it's all you.
Okay, all right. Well, basically, we're going to do a Capcom versus Marvel on Dreamcast for a vintage. We're going to have Wii, probably boxing, we're thinking. We don't know quite yet. We're going to try to do boxing or something that really gets you involved, you know. Something that's more of a intense, real quick battle, and anybody can do it. So it's casual gamers can get involved and actually compete and win prizes for it. So we're also going to be doing a PC Undetermined. We are looking for ideas for the gamer's favorite, the local gamer's favorite PC game to play, to compete on. Mm-hmm. We would like suggestions for that. And we're also going to do an Xbox game. It's Undetermined as well. We're right. thinking about Halo because it's what most people seem to be gravitating toward, that we can
yeah.
get a mass competition.
Right.
But we would like to do something that's a little less, a little newer. A
little less hardcore.
Exactly. Exactly.
Excellent. So, yeah, it sounds like you guys got a full slate. All this can be found on your website. And then the ECA can be found at the ECA.com.
.com.
Yep. And, yeah, we're going to have you on the show some other time on my Sunday night show, and we're going to probably go into a little bit more
Perfect.
Detail on some stuff.
Perfect.
You know, because, I mean, competitive gaming is not really a big thing around here.
No, it's not. It's almost an unknown.
You know, and it's like, you know, okay, because, I mean, I'm sitting here, you said, you know, there are people that are making six figures, and I'm like, okay, I can think of Fatality.
Right.
Can you name somebody else that makes over 100,000?
Vanessa.
Who?
Vanessa. She goes by Vanessa. That's
okay.
her tag name. She's
okay.
the number one DOA 4. She's the number one DOA 4 player.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
I want to say probably Alessandro is probably approaching six figures at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely... I'm not saying that everybody can make six figures at being a gamer. What I'm
right.
saying is that if you have the natural ability already and you're already involved, we can take it to the next level and get you right up with those people who are competing, making six figures. But the thing is that most people don't even know it's available. But if you're in the top 10%, 10, 12%, you can make some really, really good money at gaming, and you can support yourself doing it.
And, you know, what about those of us who just like to have fun playing games and stuff? I mean, you know.
What this does for you is it makes you more comfortable. Instead of rubbing your shoulder or rubbing your eyes and kind of being tired and worn out afterwards, when you get done, you're not as tired, you're not as worn out, and then the next time you go to play, you recover faster, so you're ready to play the next time faster.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much for spending some time with us, Tobias.
I appreciate the opportunity.
And I wish you guys luck on Yes. everything, and we may meet again.
All right. Thank you.
Somewhere here. If you see Britt.
I will send him your way.
Yep, because I think Britt is the last one. Here at the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia, we're coming down to the end of our broadcast coverage of Poning for a Cure, Global Agenda, High-Res Studios, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We have talked to a lot of people today and learned a lot of neat information about new things in the state of Georgia, and we do have Britt coming around here to talk about Computer Arena. This is his baby. So, Britt.
Yes, sir.
This is there's a lot of people here. There were a lot of people here. Until they stopped giving stuff away, and then everybody left.
No, everybody's back there playing
okay.
the big match right now.
Exactly.
They're watching the big
yeah.
match.
Which I'm not watching. Is the big robot winning?
High-Res has won the first round, and they're getting ready to start the second round.
Excellent.
Of course the developers are going to win.
Of course.
They know all the glitches.
They have the cheat codes. They have the cheat codes.
They probably do.
They can go and go IDDQD and just, you know, just run rampant.
Yes,
so,
they can.
Tell us a little bit about Computer Arena. This has been a labor of love because, I mean, I know I've kind of watched this particular location grow over the last year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was in here when none of this was here. You know, you were still building the bar and everything, and,
right.
you know, now it's here. Tell us about it. Tell us about
the... Well, we're, you know, it's, I guess, one of the premier esports venues and gaming centers in the nation, at least in the Southeast. It's one of the largest I know of. And it took almost a year of my life to build the facility itself and convert it from a furniture store and what used to be a car dealership into a 13,000-foot technology center is basically what we call it, because it's just filled with computer sales and service up front, classroom for computer classes, full bar and restaurant, gaming centers with PCs and every console you can think of, and now the addition of CC Gaming in the back with the vintage video games makes us a very unique very unique place for any game enthusiast who loves it when they come in. It's just we need to get the word out and let a lot of people know that we're here.
Well, you are here. We are. It's off Highway 9 right by Mansell Road for people that kind of know the area. It's just up 400 in Roswell. What kind of things can people do here when they come here?
Well, everything from just if someone just wants to come in and get on the internet, we have free Wi-Fi. They can sit and have a smoothie at the bar or drink a beer and watch the ball game. They can sit out on the deck and do that as well. They also can bring the kids, let them play, or, you know, if a dad that plays, he can go in and play on Xbox Live accounts that we have on all of our Xbox 360s. We have about 23 of those. Mm-hmm. We have the competitive leagues in the evenings during the week, too, where you can actually come in and get on a team and come here every week and meet up with your friends and play. It's like being in bowling league, except you're playing video games.
Yeah.
And then you've got the, you know, the vintage console games. And you can bring your computer in and get it repaired and fixed or trade it in for a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
We can custom build you a great gaming machine or a laptop for any of your business activities. We also can teach. We teach computer classes. And the facility is available for rental on a corporate basis or on a class-by-class basis. Any portion of the area can be rented out for groups and parties. We do a lot of birthday parties. A lot of people come in and want to just do groups together. And we've started really doing some promotions during the week to try to increase the weekday traffic, where we've got discounted beer prices Monday through Thursday, ladies' night on Wednesdays, where ladies play free 6 to midnight every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
the ladies really like that.
Yeah. The guys like that, too,
the guys
probably.
Like that, too. Yeah, the guys are starting to catch on to it. It's going to start getting to be more guys, too. So. Yeah, Shooter Tuesdays is what we call it, where it's about FPSs.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night, you get to play Madden for free, watch Monday night football, have cheap beer prices. And Thursday night is college night, where you have a college ID. You get it to play for $10 from 6 o'clock till midnight. That's 6 hours of gameplay for $10. If my math's right, that's a little over $1.25 an hour.
Yeah, that's better than a movie.
That's pretty dang
much
cheap.
Now, I mean, one of the things that you touched on here is, you know, you guys actually sell alcohol.
Yes, we do.
Which is something that, like, I mean, especially, like, people that maybe in California and stuff, when they think of gaming centers out there, that's, like, a big hurdle. You can't sell alcohol at a gaming center.
Right.
You know, what type of, you know, and it's very reasonably priced, too, if I may say so myself.
Absolutely.
And you've got some good stuff, too. Well, I mean, what do you guys have back there?
Well, we have Guinness and Pilsner. We have the Sweetwater 420, which is a local brewer here. Mm-hmm. We have Terrapin Rye. We have Strongbow. We just added on the list. We've got your typical Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Genuine Draft, Miller Light. We've got
But nobody drinks those.
Wine. We've got that. True. We're going to also add Corona here soon. Corona in bottles. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one we were about? Heineken as well. We got Heineken too.
Nice.
The little cans. So we've got a pretty good selection. Of course, we are always open to add more beer types once we find out what people's favorites are.
Yeah.
We just want to have popular beers that people will buy, and then we'll sell them at as cheap as we can afford to sell them.
And, you know, the food here is actually pretty good, too.
I'm surprised myself. In my other location, all we had was basically sodas, chips, and candy bars. And I just really, for 5 years I worked there and probably put on 10 pounds from all the junk that I had to eat.
Yeah.
But now my wife was very influential in picking out the menu and deciding on the healthiness of the food that we were going to have here. And she's done a great job with a fairly small kitchen to come up with stuff that appeals to a lot of people, from salmon and lamb all the way to quesadillas, nachos, hamburgers, and
the burgers
Philly cheesesteaks and meatball subs. I mean, there's pizza, there's all kinds of things. And smoothies are excellent as well.
And it's all reasonably priced, which is the nice thing. I mean, you know, my girlfriend and I, we'd be like, we don't feel like cooking tonight. Let's go to Computer Arena and go get dinner. You know,
absolutely.
It's one of those type of things.
We had to make it that way for the gamers. Not everybody at games has a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't even have jobs.
Right.
It's a great pastime, so they can come here and eat cheap, play very inexpensive game, and be entertained for 10 to 20 hours without having to drop $20 in 20 minutes at some of the other locations you'll go to.
Yeah. Now, what are the rates for the hourly rates for the machines?
The most anyone would ever pay for gaming would be at $5 an hour, and that's if you buy 1 hour at a time. But you can buy them in bulk as cheap as $3 an hour for a block of 20 hours for $60, which is $3 an hour. Or we have every day is broken into third of a period of days. In other words, for instance, when we open till 4 in the afternoon during the weekdays, and then from 4 to 8, and then from 8 to midnight every day is $10. Any one of those blocks of 4 hours. So that's $2.50 an hour. We also have blocks of all-day passes for $20. And that's only $1.25 an hour. Sunday is $15 all day. That's 13 hours for $15. That's just about $1 an hour. So that's probably one of your best bargain days right now you can have. Plus, we do sell alcohol on Sundays, too.
Oh, yeah. For people who don't know, Georgia is one of those states that has the blue laws where you actually can't purchase alcohol in a grocery store on Sundays and all that stuff, but restaurants can still serve alcohol.
Right.
You just, you know, like liquor stores aren't open, grocery stores, that area is dark and stuff. Georgia's one of those states that's like that.
Yeah, they have the police line across the chain the doors, basically.
Exactly.
But you can come here and have it, and you can eat, drink,
be merry,
watch the ball game, watch the TV, whatever you want, and still play your favorite games at the same time. We also just added something I think kind of cool is a vintage arcade game, which has over 7,000 MAME games from the old everything that you could ever have possibly ever dropped a quarter on. We've now consolidated it into a PC, put it on a MAME game, and it's completely free play, no quarters necessary. So that game that tormented you as a child because you couldn't get it with the $2 and quarters that you had to the end of it, you can now continue to hit the button and add...
Yeah.
Add tokens anytime you want just to get to the end of it and conquer that game. So I may even be able to get to the end of Rastan now.
There you go. And also,
you also have pool tables, too.
Yeah, you have pool tables. And also, I saw do you still have the Stepmania cabinet?
We do.
There?
We have a Stepmania machine. It has 2,000 songs on it. Every song ever put out by DDR is on that system with real nice Cobalt Flux pads with the bars behind them so you can stand up and watch the people whose feet turn into a blur when you play on it. Sometimes that's not me, of course, but...
Yeah,
I love watching those guys do that because it's really entertaining. But it's a great machine. It's just one of the things. We have the Wii's in there where you can play on the Wii. We've got the
Rock Band set up.
PS2, the Rock Band. Of course, World Tour is going to be a real hit when it comes out.
It's out.
When we get it in here, it's going to hopefully be a big hit over Rock Band, too, because of all the ability to mix music and share music with one another.
I hate to say it. It's not that great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That portion of it's not good?
It's not that great.
But the playability of the set itself is good, right?
I had problems, as people who listen to my show know. I actually had to use that drum tuner app because my pads weren't sensitive enough.
Really?
But I used that app, and it's still not sensitive enough, but it's playable now. I could not pass the tutorial.
Maybe I'll wait just a little bit longer before
just
it to come out.
Wait a little bit longer.
Let them
before
get the kinks out of it I did the first series of Xbox 360s. I was lucky enough to wait before I purchased my first 360s, and so I've luckily, knock on wood, haven't had a single red ring yet.
Good. Yeah,
all the ones I did, because I didn't buy them until the HDMI ports came out.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing lots of other horror stories from other game centers around the country where half their Xboxes don't work because they've got Red Ring.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got a company that'll repair them for you.
That's exactly right. That's part of the reason for bringing those guys in here was they're going to help me to support this place, just like the computer sales and service.
Right.
Builds everything, fixes everything, and you know it's a good combination to have all that together.
Now, what type of games do you have? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of first-person shooters and stuff. But if somebody really doesn't like shooters. We've already covered like the Rock Band and the Stepmania and the main cabinet. What other games do you have, or do you maybe get like single player games so people can come in here to try them instead of trying to rent them or spend $60 to play them?
Yeah, we just added Fallout 3, which is a pretty popular single player game.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of strategy games, of course, everything from Dawn of War, Command and Conquer series, the Warcraft, of course, Starcraft. We're looking forward to Starcraft 2 coming out. We've also got a lot of simulation games like Spore, for instance, which is a really fun, popular game. Just came out. A lot of people are having fun with that. My kid can't get off of it anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
We also are doing a genre of arcade-style games that are downloadable through Steam. And those are quite entertaining.
The pop cap ones? I mean, I was actually sitting back there playing those.
Very, very fun games, and I've only played a few of them myself, but when I got on them, I couldn't get off. I mean, it was like they're very addicting.
Yeah, it's
they're beautiful from a color standpoint and the sound, audio quality, and I think a lot of them are really made for the female audience that we have. And the women love to get in there and play on those. And
there's nothing wrong with the guy playing Peggle, okay?
No, I love Peggle Deluxe.
Nothing wrong, because I play Peggle.
I played Peggle Deluxe, and anytime someone asks me what game should they play, I tell them, try Peggle Deluxe. I think you might like it.
Yeah.
And it's very addicting.
And it's good, because I haven't bought those on Steam yet, so now I can just come here and, you know.
Oh, yeah, try them out. We've got probably 30 or 40 of the arcade games on there.
Yeah.
So it's quite a good. And we actually have a good selection of children's games as well.
Yeah.
That are right in the same list. You just look under children's games, arcade games, strategy, action, simulation, and MMO. So we've got all those categories in our RPG category.
What's been the biggest challenge trying to get this place running and staying around?
Well, the first biggest challenge was building the place
right.
in a timely manner and managing all the different contractors I had to do to build it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite a challenge, but that hurdle is over now. It's all about getting people in here to see the place. And my biggest challenge now is how do I get the word out to the gaming population, because they don't really read the newspaper.
Right.
They don't look at the magazines. They don't take the direct mail pieces that come in the mail and mm-hmm. look for things to do. So there's all kinds of digital ways to reach them, but
yeah.
I have not found that right way to get the word out yet. We're starting to scratch the surface of the right ways. We're getting on Facebook and we're getting a MySpace page. We've got our websites starting to get a little bit more hits, and we're starting to tie and link ourselves into a bunch of other websites as well. So that's helping. Doing the competitive tournaments and having a good schedule of events on our website is helping
yeah.
as well. So getting the word out to people cost effectively is
right.
one of the biggest challenges I've got. Knowing how to yeah. market the place to the right audience that we need.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, one thing I will say is that on the website, you really can't get a sense of the size of the place on the front page.
And it's still in progress.
Yeah, I mean, you know, get some more wider shots and stuff, because I'm like, yeah, it's a big place. And there's, like, a close-up of a row of PCs and the classroom. And
well, the
I'm
dilemma sure. I have also is just getting good photos of the place that I can show the place on. I come in here late at night one night, and I'll be like, wow, nobody's here. And they'll say, well, yeah, we've got 30 people on playing right now. I'm like, well, where are they? And I have to look around, and all I see is the tops of their heads, because they're all sitting
right
at the PCs. But they're, you know, scattered about this
yeah.
big 13,000 square foot facility. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we can really hold a lot of people in here, and that's why it's really good, I think, for the tournament play
yeah.
and the esports venue, because you know, once you play your match, you've got 10 teams sitting around waiting and watching. There's plenty of room for them to go, be comfortable,
yeah.
sit and watch something else, do something different, go out on the deck outside. Go to the bar and have a beer, whatever they need to do. There's lots of room, unlike some places you'll go to have a tournament. And you'll have to go outside because there's nowhere else to be when you're not mm-hmm. playing. Yeah, we also have a dedicated smoking area where people
right.
can go outside with tables and chairs and sit and smoke and not feel like they're being sequestered somewhere.
But it is still different from the main deck.
Oh, yeah,
as well. So, you know, if somebody wants to go sit down on the deck, they don't have to go sit with the smokers.
Right. There's a 40 by 42 foot deck out there mm-hmm. with 10 tables on it, umbrellas, and lots of room to spread out, and music. We just got out there recently that keeps the whole atmosphere of the place out there. And that's another thing about the atmosphere is when you walk in here, it's not like, you know, the bling and bing of an arcade of the old days.
Right.
You know, you come in and you hear good music. And people are playing the games, but you don't hear all the activity of the games that they're playing, because it would just be information overload if you heard all of the
right.
all of the games simultaneously.
You just hear the clack clack of the rock band from the back,
yeah,
and that's it.
Occasionally you'll hear the drumsticks, yes.
Excellent. Well, the place is Computer Arena, computerarena.com.
That's right.
It's in Roswell, Georgia. If you couldn't make it out here to Pwn for a Cure, there are other times to come out. You don't even have to come out for an event. Just come out.
We actually have a Counter-Strike event next Saturday
yeah.
and Sunday. We're doing a Counter-Strike Arena Challenge. We've got a $2,500 prize up for the teams that win. And we're hoping to have – we've got 11 teams signed up currently. We're looking to get 16 total. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play Saturday and Sunday next week. And also, now that we're coming up on the holiday season, we've mm-hmm. got a lot of room for people to come in and get computers – for their family or for their friends and kids. We've got laptops. We've got used and new laptops, new and used desktops. If you have an old system you don't know what to do with, bring it in. We'll trade it in for you and get you a brand new one and upgrade.
Excellent.
So I think it's something for everybody here, and we just hope we're here next year to sit with you as well.
I hope that I come back.
Well, you're always welcome.
Excellent.
We love seeing you here, Bobby.
Thank you very much, Britt.
All right.
And it's a great place. Everybody should come up that's in the Atlanta area. And if you're not in the Atlanta area, when you decide to fly through Atlanta and you have a five-hour layover, why don't you try to come up here? It'll be quite a drive from the airport, but, you know. You can
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah. All right, well, thanks,
Bobby. Excellent.
All right.
So I think that's it. That's all we're going to be broadcasting. Bobby Blackwolf here with All Games Radio. We've been broadcasting from the Computer Arena in Roswell, Georgia. We have been poning for a cure against leukemia and lymphoma, and we've been winning. I'd like to say that we've been winning, except for that one friggin' what's his face? The robot. I didn't like that robot, and that robot that stomped me. He was poning me, and there was no cure being done. So my name is Bobby Blackwolf. Thank you for listening. We will be back Sunday night, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Bobby Blackwolf Show on All Games Radio. You can catch us here, allgames.com. Chat with us in the chat room, and come join, and you can call in, too, and talk about we can talk about Global Agenda, what you thought of what you heard. GlobalAgendaGame.com is their website, high-res studios, and then ComputerArena.com. I'm being... Okay, and am I supposed to read this? Okay, on Facebook, computerarena1@gmail.com is how you can get on their Facebook page, so you can friend them on Facebook here at Computer Arena. So please come by, support the Computer Arena any way you can if you're in the area. That's it for me. I am going to be heading out. I want to get... MySpace and Facebook. I want to I'm thirsty, so I'm going to go get some something to drink and stuff. So see you guys. Bye. See you Sunday.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed on tonight's broadcast are not necessarily the views and opinions of All Games Productions. This file may be freely distributed provided the original content is unedited and proper attribution is retained. For more information about All Games programming, go to www.allgames.com.